All right, what's happening in your Hancock Parks in January? Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard and your WTO of 11 now weather. Maybe a peak or two of sunshine today. High comes in around 31. Go over to the Now line. Say good morning and Happy New Year to Michelle Rumschlag from the Hancock Parks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear you, your voice, because here we are, January.
And, I know, right? New year, cold weather. Hoping for snow.
One thing that's not
season, right? Now I can talk snow and not.
I know
people get angry. So.
You're going to jinx us because a couple years ago we were saying, "Oh, there's no snow for cross country," and then bam. So
it would be nice to have a little bit of snow on the ground. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't need snowstorms, but just, you know, if it's going to be cold, and it's definitely cooler out this morning. I was already outside this morning, so mm-hmm. why not mm-hmm. have a little bit of a pretty white on the ground.
Talking to Michelle from the Hancock Parks. And Michelle, since we've had some warm weather, especially in December, does that mess up the birds, you know, flying south? Do they say, oh, we're going to stick around here for a while, or now it's cold?
No, so. I mean, it's obviously not having in like snow. I mean, you still have available food and stuff in cover form, but yeah. it's the daylight. So some of that, you know, while we're starting to, I think here soon, starting to gain a little bit of that daylight back. But usually that's what triggers animals to do different things. So, you know, maybe a little bit here and there, but usually, you know, they just kind of, right, it's an internal thing that they know that they've got to kind of get whatever they need to do to get ready for winter or mm-hmm. or that kind of thing. So most things should be south by now. I mean, but we still have geese, we still have some ducks here, even robins. Yeah. Not all robins will fly
right.
south.
Yeah.
They eat berries. So, I mean, uh-huh. there's a lot of fruits and berries still on trees and bushes. So that's what they're eating this time of year.
Very good. All right. Here we are into January.
Yes.
So what are some of the things we can do in our Hancock Parks?
Well, talking about our skiing, and so we are officially open with our Rack and Run Winter Sports Center. So that is cross country skiing and snowshoes. But obviously, we need snow on the ground. So we need a good base of snow for that to happen. And so, fingers crossed, we'll get some snow sooner or later. And then, if it's anywhere where it looks like, you know, and it's out at Riverbend, so we've got to have the right amount of snow there. And so we'll always put on our Facebook page and kind of put out there, if it looks closed, like, yes, we're open, no, we're not open. And so just, you know, you can always call the office during the week, too, for information on that. But starting here in January, again, once we get enough snow, we have our beginner cross-country ski workshops, and those take place at 9 o'clock Saturday mornings before our rentals open. And so you can sign up online. It's a little different because you don't pay until you show up that day, just to make sure, you know, if the snow's kind of iffy, that we actually do have some snow on the ground. But those will be taking place not only on January, on Saturdays, but also February. So just putting that out there. You can sign up at any time. I think I would wait till at least we get some snow or snow in the forecast before doing that. But just know it's a little different. You mm-hmm. you pay on site when that does happen. So okay. putting that out there. Fingers crossed that we get some snow here in January
right.
to be able to do cross-country skiing and snowshoeing.
And one thing you have coming up on the 14th, an owl hike. I have seen an owl in the woods. I've heard owls. It's really cool.
Yes, and this is actually a good time of year to be potentially hearing them at night. Actually, mm-hmm. I did hear one a couple weeks ago out at Litzenberg. I had my first night of winter hike and did a little bit of calling, which I've never done, and actually heard them. So, you know, owls are still active because they're eating mice and rodents that are still active in wintertime. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we've got it on Sunday the 14th. It's going to take place out at Riverbend Recreation Area. You're meeting at Shelter 3 at 7 o'clock. It's for all ages. And you're going to learn about the different kind of owls that are here in the wintertime, which ones are vocal, and hopefully you know, eastern screech owls, great horned owls, and barred owls, those are the three that usually are commonly seen and are kind of residents and nest live around here in Hancock County. So bundle up. Hopefully it'll be a nice, cool, crisp night. Again, don't need to sign up or anything. No registration. Just show up. 7 o'clock, Shelter 3 on Sunday, January 14th.
Now, did you say you do an owl call?
I kind of do. I don't claim to do a lot. I can do some of the birds do, like sea saying or whistles, and I can do that, but I can't do it.
You can't do it now?
My coworker, who's going to be doing the program, is a lot better at it than I am.
Okay.
But you can. You can go out or on your phone. You can call the owls and see, they hear and they will call back. So you can even do that, And in town. I mean, I don't think people realize, like, Eastern Beach owls, there are owls in town. So that's something you can try to do.
Yeah.
Is to see if you can, call
Very
out.
Good. Ooh, ooh. All right. I like the sound effect on your phone. That's a good idea. All right. We have a full moon on the 25th, so why not go out and have a hike?
Right. So it's the first full moon of this year, and it's going to be taking place out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve, meeting on the Discovery Center porch, again, starting at 7 o'clock. All ages welcome. Again, free, don't need to register. And so I think it's the full, I don't remember what January is. I think it's the snow moon. There's different moon names for each of the full moons, and so I believe that's what January is. But again, it's a neat time to be out in the parks because you don't usually get to go out at night unless you're with, doing a program. And so, again, bundle up, hit the trails with one of us to kind of take a nice leisurely hike there at Oakwoods. So 7 o'clock on the Discovery Center porch on Thursday, January 25th.
Very good. Michelle Roomschlaw again, on the Now line, HancockParks.com. Check out the full schedule for January. Thanks, Michelle.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Your Country Now. 100.5 WKXA.